Good afternoon and welcome to the Entrepreneur Slot. Every Thursday from 1:30, we invite an entrepreneur or entrepreneurs to the studio to give us insight into their business and into their lives, why they set up, why they decided to go solo. And this week, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome to the studio two gentlemen who have set up this online gourmet food store. It's called Chez Charles, and it's an absolute pleasure to welcome Charles Bourgos, who is one of the partners, and Greg Khelouf. Good afternoon to you, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi, good.
It all sounds mouth-wateringly wonderful, I must say. As I said, it's put simply, I suppose, an online gourmet food store that apparently gives you all the tools. You get the best ingredients, find the right recipes, and turn your kitchen into a Michelin restaurant. Wonderful. Who could say no to that? Offering ultimate food solutions in Dubai. You've just recently launched, haven't you? Was it a couple of months back?
We've launched early May, actually.
Yeah. And I mean, I know it's you'd like to tell the story. Well, I'd like to hear the story about how the two of you got together, really. You both, as I understand, have absolutely a huge passion for food. Charles, a huge passion. And Greg, since I believe you were 10 years old, you always knew that you wanted to be a chef. So you sort of lived this life in food and obviously now gone off on your own and turned that passion into a business. But how did it all start? How did you two get together, first of all, and come up with this whole concept of Chez Charles?
It all started basically, I mean, I'm food passionate. I love cooking. I love good products. You know, I smell a vegetable. I enjoy it. So I was, when I started cooking at my early ages, I used to love the product, love the fact of cooking, turning ingredients into something good and nice to share. So when I was in Dubai, I was trying to source ingredients for myself. And to be honest, I wasn't happy with the quality available here. So I started looking around, traveling, going to markets in France and Italy, etc., and then started looking and dealing with this product until the time where I said to myself, that's it. I'm opening up this business. We're going to do this. Enough with regular quality in Dubai. It's about time we give the people good ingredients, something that they will enjoy, and then they will love eating at the end of the day. So that's the early stages. On the other hand, Greg, who's the culinary expert in this, with experience in 3 Michelin stars, used to work here as a chef in one of the cookery schools, and we've met several times. We became friends, and then we've sat together and we said, we're taking this online.
And Greg, did you have the same feelings that you just, it was a challenge to get high quality produce?
Yeah, here. Definitely. So me, I arrived in Dubai 4 years ago, and the challenge was to start the first cooking classes in Dubai, hands-on. So the first challenge was to come up with a recipe for all over the world, coming to Dubai and try to source all the product to do this cooking classes. So. And yeah, definitely, when you start the receiving process with all the supplier that you have in this country, you realize that it's very difficult, actually, to get every day the best quality product.
Is that just because of the location? I mean, I don't know where predominantly would the best quality products actually come from?
Well, mostly they're coming from
France?
from Europe.
No, slightly biased, possibly.
I mean, you have good quality product almost in every big country, because everybody has the grow all the vegetables and everything, but not every country have the channel of logistic to ship the right product. And in Europe they are very strong with that, so it's quite very easy to send all the best product from Spain, from Italy, from Greece. You can get it in Paris. So this is a very old market that exists for a very long time.
Yeah, I mean, there's always, you know, there's a concept, and it's something I've sort of missed here or felt has been missing and possibly still is until you guys came along, is this idea of a deli, you know, heading down to the deli with specialized meats and olives and cheeses and that whole kind of concept. You know, farmer's market turned into a store sort of idea. I know it has been tried here, There have been people who have opened delis, and unfortunately, it didn't seem to work. So, you know, I'm wondering what makes you think that this is going to work this time around?
The idea that we're trying to give to people, like you said, is the feeling of a food market, a real market. Okay, but the fact that it's all online means the product is still intact. It's not like we're taking it out, displaying it, and then repacking it, then redisplaying it. Everything is intact. Everything gets flown in. It's well packaged, delivered to your doorstep. Sometimes you order a fish, you get it within 24 hours. It was in the water. You know, so you imagine the quality of the freshness. And this is the feel that we're trying to give to people. Is we want them to deal with seasonality, with good quality produce. If the sea is rough one day, you won't get a line caught sea bass, and we don't have a problem with that, because that's how nature works. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't go and try to source the same fish from a different country or whatever. If it's not available, it's not available. You go to any market in Europe and you look at the produce and you cook with whatever is available. And this is the feeling that we're trying to get to the people. We want them to get used to the seasonality, to get to the fresh produce, what is available, what's not available, and this is what we're trying to do, basically.
Well, tell me if you can, tell me or a few of the things that you have that are really special, that you're excited about, that you've managed to source.
Well, I'm very sure special. We definitely have the whole website special.
Choose a few.
But definitely. I mean, the best seller is first the cheese. I mean, we're very strong with that, and now we have this big thing with the burrata. So everybody's looking
for
that.
Yeah.
We have amazing product, but we also have a fresh product like the vegetable, like. For example, the heirloom tomatoes, like it's very tough to find this kind of
the tomatoes. Heirloom brand, because they're very old seed, aren't they? Not many people do them anymore.
We do carry that. We have fresh herbs, which is really fresh herbs and very green and very flavorful. After that, we have fish, which some fish and some cut of fish that nobody do. So, for example, a line-cut sea bass, we have turbot, we have halibut. So this kind of shellfish, we have also like razor clams, we have amazing oysters that are very fantastic, and we are exclusive. We have the exclusivity for the retail. So we have this kind of selection of product, but it's we're trying to source a product for a reason. So we're trying to, if we select this product, that means we know where it comes from, we know the background. Well, if it's a dry product like jam, it's coming from the best jam maker from France. This is a kind of...
Do you go direct to the producers a lot of the time?
Yes.
So you're cutting out the middle guys, and you know where it's coming from, right?
Exactly. So first of all, we like the relationship and the transparency with our product. And second, we can propose... product in the market cheaper.
Well, this is the thing. One of our listeners, Helen, has just texted in saying this service sounds like it's only for the super rich.
It's not, actually. That's what we're trying to do. Excellent quality at an affordable price.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an online gourmet deli, really, that you can pick and choose the items. But how does it? I mean, obviously, I would imagine that you would only bring in what is in demand. So, I mean, it must be, is it quite difficult to know what to bring in to keep it fresh and then to know what people want?
Well, we work with season to start. So most of the time we start with 2-3 months with one product, then we remove it and we change it. But we try to see what the customer likes, because we're really close with our customer. This is something really important for us. Like every new customer, we're going to meet them, and then we talk to them, and then we discuss, and we have some conversation when the people say, "Oh my God, I'm dying to get zucchini flowers." Okay, fine. Tomorrow, zucchini flower is online.
Oh, just like that.
Just like that.
So the time frame is pretty small then.
Yeah,
it's very short.
We have twice a week we can bring all our product fresh, so it's quite easy for us to deal with that.
And is it purely online, or are you going to be retailing and supplying to restaurants, to various different other outlets?
Basically the business model is set up in a way that it's an online gourmet store, and we deal only with households.
So B2C kind of?
B2C, right. that's the business model. B2B is a different model altogether.
Right.
And we think there's enough potential in this segment in Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how's it been going so far?
It's going fantastic, to be honest. It's better than expected. It's way better than expected.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What was your initial challenge startup, or your startup challenges, I should say? Because I presume you need cool warehouses, you need refrigerations, etc., for all these sort of things. And also bringing products in, because I know people who have who bring in more sort of superfoods and things like that, and they've had quite a few challenges of getting them through customs because they're slightly unusual. Obviously, you're independent in that sense that you're not a part of a big supermarket chain. Were there any sort of big challenges in getting through customs and getting
the biggest challenge was basically to set up the company, because it's an online retail.
Yeah.
And this didn't exist at that time in the books. So it took us some time to explain to the economic department, the municipality, all of these things. It took us some time. That was the biggest challenge.
Are you in are you in a free zone or
no? It's an LLC.
It's an LLC,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And basically the other challenge of the food chain and the cold chain, and this is fine. I mean, everything is perfect. The fish is in ice and thermocool. It gets flown in refrigerated airplanes in truck to the warehouse. It doesn't even stay outside for a second.
So every item that you bring in, you know, is accounted for.
We know where it's coming from.
You know where it's going to, though?
And we know where it's going to.
Okay, right. Yeah. So it's not like it's a shop where you've got shelves of stuff and...
No.
It's all customized, brought in for the individual person.
Yeah, we don't hold stocks of fresh produce.
Right.
Yeah. But after that, you know, and I mean, week after week, we do have a regular customer, because a customer try once, mm-hmm. and then when they realize how easy it's the experience with the website, they become a regular customer and they have the weekly order. So we mostly know what we're going to sell for next week. So
yeah.
It's quite easy for that. But sometimes it's happened that the customers say, oh my God, I want 2 kilos of this heirloom tomato. I love it. I was like, guys, I don't have any more, but I bring this tomato, which they are from Provence and they are very nice. Say, cool, fantastic, please replace it. And they try. And people are also happy to learn new products and try, because in the end, it's a good relationship. They trust us on the product and stuff.
I presume you have things like olive oils and you have meats and
yes,
exactly.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yes. Yum. And as I understand, do you also give recipes?
We do, yeah. Basically, that's part of our added value, and this is, I'll let Greg explain more in this area.
The advantage that we have is it's really like a market, because basically when you go down to the market, you can ask, to the butcher, it's like, how can I cook this meat, how can I do, how long this piece of 2 kilo can I place in, and you need this answer, because not everyone has a cordon bleu, you know. So when you go to the shop in Dubai, you know that the kind of service that you get when you're going to the supermarket or to the deli. So that's the whole difference that we have with our website, is that just with a quick email, they can ask any questions, they can ask for recipes, and they can just get it on the same day. So that's an added value that we have, and the customer really appreciate when they have very simple question for us, but for them sometimes it's a big help.
Mm-hmm.
So I am here for that.
Yeah, love it. Look, we're going to take a quick break. A couple of text messages come through as well. We'll answer those when we get back. Keep them coming. I'm joined by Charles and Greg, who are both founders of Chez Charles, which is an online gourmet food store. We've got loads more questions for them when we come back. Do stay with us.